Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, April 16th, 2024. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Have an agenda?
Chief of Department Head, Elected Officials.
Sarah Doty, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Just preparing for the upcoming election already. It'll be here before we know it, so other than that, business as usual.
Tom Gerst, IT.
Just finished up a lot of movement last week with our migration and everything, but other than that, nothing really new to report. Just keeping busy.
Thank you, Colin. Rodney Buesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Nothing new to report this morning.
Thank you, Rodney. Zach James, Land Use.
Yeah, good morning. Nothing really new to report. Got an agenda item today, but not much else going on at the moment.
Okay. We got the sheriff claimed anyone that was unable to make the meeting. He's at the training this morning. So he said the narcotics analyzers that are requested to be purchased through the opioid settlement funds would be utilized by law enforcement to identify controlled substances without requiring the officer to open packages and be exposed to potentially harmful opioids, fentanyl, and other substances. The jail is at 86 adults with 11 out of county and no juveniles currently. We are sending 5 out today and another tomorrow, so numbers will soften for the time being. Have a great week. Thank you, Sheriff. Chris Lee, Conservation.
We are moved into Stars Cave, so we're fully operating out of there. We're still doing finishing touches, which we probably will for the next, I don't know, 15 years. We're just trying to figure out where to put everything and that kind of stuff. But our office now is officially at Stars Cave, so if you come out to West Burlington, then we'll get with it. And then, let's see, summer camp registration is still open. Seems like once a week or a couple times a week, I get a notification that another camp is filled. So if you want to get your kids enrolled in a summer camp, I recommend getting online at mycountyparks.com and doing that fairly soon. We have still several camps that are available, but they are filling up. And I think that's about it.
Big Hollow was full.
Yeah, Big Hollow was full this last weekend. We turned, I think, 3 or 4 campers away. It was a gorgeous weekend. So all campgrounds are open, and we're seeing a lot of people are in progress on the campground expansion. Wait for REC to get all the electric lines hooked up, and then we got to get the rock and dirt hauled to kind of build the sites up and that kind of stuff. So we'll keep cranking away on that. This rain that's coming might put a little bit of slowdown on that, but we're still tentatively on track to have that open in time for Memorial Day.
Thank you, Chris. Shannon Bradle, Emergency Management.
Hi, good morning. As Chris said, we had a beautiful weekend, but unfortunately, I think that's going to end for us this afternoon. I've gotten several briefings from the National Weather Service about the weather that we're expecting this afternoon. Unfortunately, the timing of it is the big issue. So they're expecting it any time between noon and 11 p.m. So the thing that my mind goes to is kids on buses getting out of school. So that could pose an issue if it hits any time around 3 or 4. They're still looking at the thing. Yeah, they're still looking at the way that the storm is moving. They had predicted that there might be a first round this morning. It looks like it went more west of us, but the big one was going to be this afternoon. So just be weather aware. Please have Alert Iowa downloaded on your phone. Have your weather radio plugged in. Have backup batteries. Just be ready for it.
I've got things to do this afternoon, and you've kind of narrowed down the time, and this is the
Unfortunately, no. Something that I heard yesterday that I think is probably why the National Weather Service is more concerned about this So they look at 9 different types of radar, like different directions that this could go, and all of them pretty much said the same thing, which is not very common. So it's going to hit, just a matter of where.
Follow the small one north.
So sorry for not great news today, but hopefully, I mean, I'm hopeful that it'll miss us, but we were pretty much in the middle of that, their radar.
New London proactive, they sent a thing out this morning that school might be let out as early as noon today.
Yeah.
Kind of impending.
Yeah, I know I've sent some things to the school districts, and obviously it's up to them to what they want to do. But we'll keep tracking it and keep seeing which direction it goes. Hopefully it'll hit us later and everybody's home and the kids are home and off the school buses. But they're calling for tennis ball sized hail. this is all potential. EF2 tornadoes. Strong winds, and they're also calling for localized flooding in urban areas. So, just guess what time.
All right.
So sorry.
Take my wife's umbrella down in the backyard.
Yeah. I don't think that will survive this.
I like it. Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah.
Lisa Schaefer, Wood County Attorney.
Good morning. I gave my dog for Xanax this morning, so she should be fine through the storms. Let's hope I didn't waste it. It's spring in Iowa, that's what we're going to have.
Right.
We're just really, really busy, and then I have an agenda item. So.
Can I ask a question? I just heard on the news, they said that somebody rammed a couple police cars, and one of them was a Boone County Sheriff's vehicle. We didn't have anybody injured.
I don't believe there was anyone.
Nobody was in.
Lieutenant Rohr from the police department. Is
oh, okay.
I'm Lieutenant Rohr from the Berlin Police Department, but I was on scene when that happened. They rammed a Lee County deputy, and so the chase came into Des Moines County, and then I think it was minimal damage to a Des Moines County deputy's vehicle, but nobody was injured other than the guy that was fleeing. Then they attended to him on scene.
Okay, thank you very much. I would. Thank you, sir. Krista Pogelman, Local Valley.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. This week we're finishing up our lead training, so we can do lead testing during our immunization clinic for the kids who haven't been lead tested. And also the Board of Health will be touring the new public health building this week during their work session. So we're excited. They're making good progress.
I'll give us a report next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Brian Carter, Des Moines County Engineer.
Good morning. Probably our biggest thing, at least publicly going on, is the closure on golf course. They are making headway. They were a little slow out of the gates, but they're moving along now, and they've removed all the concrete up, I'd say about part way up the hill. And then after that, to keep some access to the houses on top, they only removed one lane for the time being, on up to just about the subdivision. So then at the end of yesterday, they had their 3-inch stone, their macadam stone, which is the base we put in. They had managed to get that installed partway up the hill also. So today they could keep on tearing out concrete, or they could back up and start placing the surface rock on top of that. They can go either way, but there is progress there to be made. I was standing here yesterday to meet with the landowner at 4:00 and up pulled a semi. I understand that that's pretty common. It's frustrating for the homeowners out there, and the guy got out of his truck and said, well, the GPS sent me this way. And he was going from like Nebraska to somewhere over in Illinois. He should have never gotten off the 4-lane. But he managed to get off the 4-lane and head down Golf Course Road and drove by every road closed sign. And got there, and now there.
He thought you were joking.
I don't know if he could understand.
You know, sometimes I just kid around. So.
But and once you get there now, you're backing out. It's a long back out. He wasn't the first, from what I can hear. So I don't know. I don't know what you do about that, because if somebody's going to stare at their phone instead of at signs, you're I don't know how you win that one, but either way, it's closed and you're not getting through. And so yeah, things are moving along out there, and I'd like to say maybe get everything ready next week and maybe pave the following, but we'll just have to see what this rain does. That'll cause us more trouble than anything out there, but we'll go from there. Otherwise, our guys are moving on a whole bunch of different fronts, and we're getting stuff done.
Chris, GIS still sending people to Big Hollow, to that dead end on the long side of the road?
That hasn't happened for, I think, 2 years running now, or if it has, nobody has told us about it, so I think that has been sorted out. We worked quite a bit trying to contact Google, which is a small thing, to prove to them that no, you cannot take this road anymore, there's a giant lake here, you can't drive through this water. I think that has since reconciled itself.
Really fast.
There
is still a bridge if they can get to it.
Right.
It's underwater.
Right. So really gets to intake.
Thank you. Okay. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
I had a correspondence for Brian from David Brown on Skunk River Road. He said they graded it, and he said it looks great. So he says thank you, but he reserves the right to call me back and cuss me out after the rain. But anyways,
perfect. Well, I hope he calls you and cusses you out later.
Thanks, Brian.
No, I'm glad it looks good. That's one of our goals. So.
Okay, we will proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $1,834,081.63.
I move to approve accounts payable claims.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $639.15.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have a fireworks permit for 34 raceways. 34 raceways for April 20th, May 10th, and August 3rd. The sheriff said he had no problem with this.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Resolution 2024-24, the final plat for the Max subdivision. I'll bet Mr. James can address this.
I'll do my best. Thanks for the train whistle introduction. Appreciate that.
I'm going to shut that off.
That's only for you. We don't do that for you.
Yeah, that doesn't happen for anybody else. We have a request from Tyron Mack for approval of the Max subdivision. It's located down at the south end of the county, Union Township. It's one lot totaling 6.85 acres, being split off from 139 acres of existing farm ground with plans to build a single family home. There's a 66 foot strip that will be left kind of on the eastern edge to allow access back to the farm ground to the south, and then there's a little easement up in the northeast corner to get over to that little 66 foot strip. There's an existing driveway there that gives access for this subdivision here for Mac, but then also to the south from the farm ground. And then we actually did a subdivision a few years ago way down to the south of the farm ground where there's some access down to the Skunk River. So keep the access for all three of those landowners.
The only thing I was going to mention, we have a thing in here to waive Article 6, Section G, which is related to the width of the easement. There's a little section, again, that northeast corner where this is right by the BNSF rail track, so it crosses the tracks, and right when it crosses, there's a really narrow strip that's only 20 feet wide, even though our regulation's 33 feet for an easement, so we're just, we're recommending waiving that 33-foot easement, because there isn't really a great option to address that at the moment. If somebody wants to subdivide again in the future out in this area, we'd probably make them address that and create a wider strip there so they could get a wider road through there in the future, but for this one, we're satisfied with waiving that as is. So unless you have questions, we'd recommend approval of max subdivision.
Move to refer to resolution 2024-024.
I'll second that.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
We'll get those signed for you.
That's fine.
Okay, we have resolution 2024-25. Regarding this disbursement of opioid settlement funds for purchase of handheld narcotics analyzers. Whereas Des Moines County is a party to the National Opioid Settlement Agreement, and whereas Des Moines County has received settlement funds as a result of the National Opioid Settlement Agreement, and whereas, as a requirement of the National Opioid Settlement Agreement, said funds are to be used in the remediation of the opioid epidemic within Des Moines County, including narcotics enforcement by law enforcement agencies. And whereas it is recommended that Des Moines County use a portion of the settlement funds to purchase two handheld narcotics analyzers for use by the Des Moines County Sheriff's Department and the Burlington Police Department. And whereas the handheld narcotics analyzers will increase the safety of law enforcement officers by alleviating the need for direct handling of unknown substances by law enforcement personnel to assist in determining if those substances are, in fact, illegal contraband. And whereas the purchase price of the handheld narcotics analyzers is $40,300 each for a total of $80,600, be it therefore resolved that the purchase of two handheld narcotics analyzers will assist law enforcement in narcotics enforcement and is directly related to the remediation of the opioid use disorder in Des Moines County as required by the National Opioid Settlement Agreement.
Move to approve resolution 2024-025.
Second.
Would you like to address this, Lieutenant, or?
I sure can.
No, well, no, if I thought maybe that was why you were here.
I was just here to support that moving forward with that resolution. And okay. Is there any questions if you guys had any about the analyzers?
Basically what they are, my understanding is they're literally something you would see off of CSI. But it will alleviate the officers having to, normally what they have to do is if it's in a package, they have to open up that package and do a field test. I think it's been the policy, I know of all three departments for the last couple of years with the protracted use of fentanyl in things, because we see it blended with everything. So if it's something that isn't immediately apparent, such as marijuana, generally you know it, you see it, you smell it, you know exactly what it is. Crystal methamphetamine, generally looking at it, you're going to have a pretty good idea of what it is. But some of the more powdery substances, I'm thinking of a case we had in West Burlington about 2-3 years ago, that we thought it was powder cocaine, and it turned out to be 23 grams of pure powder fentanyl. This alleviates officers having to attempt to open a package. In that particular package, they didn't look at it. They just said, we think it's powder cocaine. But where it helps also the county attorney's office, we have to have probable cause before we can file a charge. Normally we rely on the field tests for that to say, yes, this is in fact methamphetamine, or this is in fact cocaine. With some of those substances that we're not safely able to field test, we end up having to wait to arrest and make charges once we've received a lab result that says exactly what it is. So this kind of obviously will protect officers and law enforcement in the field, but it will also assist us in being able to speed up that process, because now we'll have something to say, we believe, you know, to 99%. I don't know what the numbers are, Rob would have to speak to that, but we have reason to believe based on this narcotics analyzer test that it is in fact cocaine.
So after the analyzer test, does this stuff to be sent in?
It does.
They confirm what it is, but that'll get the party started.
Yeah, but at least it speeds up that process for those unknown substances that we just can't charge.
And this whole time, I thought they were still opening up packets with a knife and tasting it.
No, Kojak Angel.
That's what they did back in the day.
And truly with some of the stuff, Kojak would have died by the first 5 minutes of the first episode. With some, if it's fentanyl, that's all it would take, and it would kill him.
Yeah, no doubt.
In fact, in that particular case, I believe what the lab tech from the DCI told me was if that had happened to have opened and exploded, then that fentanyl actually had the capacity to kill everyone in that hotel. And in this particular case, the defendant actually slid it under their disabled child in the hopes that law enforcement wouldn't find it.
That's crazy.
They got charged for that too. But it ultimately, I think it's going to assist law enforcement. It'll keep them safer. Plus, it'll speed up the prosecution process. So now we won't have to wait that 6 to 8 weeks to determine what was in that powder. We had another one in West Burlington not long ago where they had crushed it. It looked like Pepto-Bismol pills. I mean, to look at it, that's what we would have thought it was. We weren't sure, and it turned out to be cocaine. Shane,
it was perplexed. It was pink?
They're making the narcotics more marketable.
There's pink cocaine now?
Oh, they're Skittles, isn't that what they still call the little ecstasy pills that are all colors of the rainbow? Taste the rainbow of fruit flavor. They're making them more marketable, specifically to younger people. I mean, there are times when you'll look at them and you're not sure if it's a piece of candy. I mean, I've seen some that look like a little Smarty.
Or they do like Mario Brothers. We got a package where it was like Mario and Luigi's heads stamped into what was actually came back to be fentanyl. They're just trying to market to a younger crowd and get that addiction started early.
Shane always looks perplexed when I give him
this
information.
That's just crazy to me, man. I mean, somebody's got to answer to God for that. You know, but that's just crazy to me. You know, that's just crazy, man.
If I can add to what Ms. Schaefer stated, in Des Moines County alone, I know 5 times that an officer has been Narcan. Narcan is so if you're overdosing on an opioid, you ingest it, whether it's by mistake or purposefully, to bring you back so you don't die, you have to be administered Narcan. And we've had 5 instances that I know of that an officer was exposed and we had to bring him back with Narcan. So
some of our guys?
Our law enforcement officers here in Burlington, in Des Moines County. So with that said, we don't have to open packages. We just scan it right through the package, and it's a handheld device. We can take it anywhere with us. You know, if a mom comes in and sees a powdery substance on her table, she can call law enforcement. We can come in and just scan that rather than expose anybody to it by cleaning it up.
Sold. Sarah?
Sold.
Sold.
Bang the gavel, Tom. The gavel, man.
Okay, so Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Please.
And Tom Brokaw.
Yes. One more question. So far, we've got, $560,000 or $65,000 from opioid. What, do you know how much we will end up getting?
No. Because we still have defendants out there that have not settled. And each of the defendants where we have settled are doing it differently. So for instance, in the very first round of the settlements, one of the defendants, I believe it was Janssen, I could be wrong, better known as Johnson & Johnson, they decided to pay the first 7 years up front because they had the funds set aside for this settlement, and they're on the 18-year settlement payout. So really each year it's going to fluctuate depending on the amount that defendant settled for, as well as how they're paying out. Are they paying actually just yearly? Are they paying out several years at one time? Because they're all doing it differently. But I'm anticipating. And then I know like for Walmart, TiVo, Walgreens, Allergan, some of the second and third round defendants, their payout period is much shorter. It may be 12 years. Some of them, I think it's as short as 7 years. So obviously when they do their yearly payouts, that's going to be a much bigger annual sum of money than the ones who stretched it out over 18 years. So I cannot give you a real good figure. We're going to be getting money for the next 15 years. But again, it's the first round that extended their settlement out for such a long period of time.
Obviously, I gave
the other ones are much shorter.
Thank you.
We're getting enough money to do lots of little stuff, but not enough money to really, you know, like build a building or anything. We can't build anything.
We have three main.
It'd be a real cheap building. It'd be like a tiny house.
Like a tiny house.
We have three main law enforcement, West Burlington, Burlington, and the county, you know, the county.
Pardon?
We have three main law enforcement centers. We have West Burlington, Burlington, the county, and we only bought two of them.
Because truly West Burlington's calls for service, about 85 to 90% of their cases are theft. We just don't see the drug cases come out of there, and if we do, it's generally involving the task force. Okay. And they're only going to have one available through either of those. For a $40,000 piece of apparatus, they just don't have the percentage of cases that come in as those kind of cases. So it seemed like we could better utilize those monies elsewhere. We're also working on a few more long-term things, and hopefully we'll try to get... In the next few months, we'll get situated on some of those. I know... Krista has been working with the U of I to actually do a research study to kind of up Des Moines County, just to see where our needs really are, so that we're making sure that we're putting that money in the best places.
Thank you.
It's time. There's never enough of it. Give me three more hours in every day. I think it's worth it.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay, we have a report. We have the Dewey Dock Fire Report for the first quarter of 2024. We have the Sheriff's Monthly Report for March 2024. And the Clerk of Courts Monthly Report for fees on March 2024. These reports will be filed at the Auditor's Office and available for public review at your convenience. We have minutes for the special meeting of April 9th, 2024.
Move to approve minutes.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Rooker?
Yes. And we have minutes for the regular meeting of April 9th, 2024.
Move to approve the regular minutes.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Broker.
Yes. Any other business? I have no future agenda items. Committee reports.
I had a recipe and everything went good for us, but the state, they're kind of been talking to some of these centers like what we've got over there. They think maybe they might try to expand us. Have you heard anything about that? On the health side of it with sanitation?
I think there was some talk that they're trying to regionalize. Is that what
you're
talking
about? Yeah, that's what they're trying to do is regionalize it.
I think they've talked about that, trying to make it so that, with the mental health group, they had done the regions and the districts. I think there was a lot of talk. I don't think they put anything in place yet. I think maybe they're waiting to see how this other stuff rolls out.
Well, they contacted Bruce a couple times. They want him to sit on board because they found out that Russ does everything that's what they're looking to do. So that's where they're looking at to start with.
Do
until it rolls out, we don't know what you're going to do. I think you're trying to regionalize everything that's going on in the county and that. The state's trying to regionalize and take over. That's the way I feel about it.
And,
they know nothing about what's going on in this county or the Wise County, or even south of us in Lee County, but they think they do. That's my two cents on it.
It also makes it a little difficult because I think some of those funds are then going to the state level and
yes,
not coming to the counties, and then that makes it more difficult because really the need is in the rural communities and in the counties themselves, and I think by taking some of those funds back, it makes it a bigger challenge.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I've got right now. It's a big discussion area, but until something else happens, we don't know.
Thanks, Jim.
We got nothing to
know. Okay, I attended a Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa Governance Board meeting. We approved some contracts, and we got one. We'd gone out for invitations for proposals for a new intensive rehabilitation service home over toward the Ottumwa area, and so we awarded that contract, and we tried to get a proposal for an assertive community treatment, and but we still not having any luck with that. And we discussed pending legislation. We had the public health construction meeting. They're working on the brickwork as we speak. So we're looking at occupancy, hopefully early fall. I attended an emergency food and shelter program board. It's funded by FEMA. They give all the counties in the country a little bit of money each year. Des Moines County will be getting about $18,000, but you have to have a board. And so you've got to get the applications into the feds, but anyway, so we've set a date of applications for, oh my God, ads, United Way, Community Action, those sort of providers to turn in applications the 26th of the month. And I attended the Greater Burlington Partnership meeting this morning. Looks like there's progress on the IAAP project, but apparently there might be an issue with SHPPA. That's the State Historical Society. It's out looking for something that they can throw a wrench into anything. I believe Mr. Carter's familiar with it.
Yeah, good for them.
That's all I had. If anybody from the public has any comments or questions, you can email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or you can call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or that phone call. In the meantime, does anybody in the room have any comments or questions?
I have a question about the IAA. So what federal funds are they using out there that would bring SHPPA into the...
And I don't know whether it's a problem with the funds. Anything that goes on here, SHPPA evidently has its notes into. You could probably call Jeremy at the chamber, and he could explain what the...
Well, it's all federal funds. It's a federal project.
Yeah, which all federal funds.
Yeah, the entire project is federal.
But,
so.
But SHPPA's.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no doubt with their funding source and with the rules that are in place that they're having to get all of their environmental clearances, and it automatically gets sent to SHPPA when you go through the other environmental processes, and they can certainly. Be a pain.
Well, it's at least a month to start.
Bare minimum.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm not sure. They don't have 60 to 90 days on some stuff. And that's just for their initial review. And then if they review it all and have anything, then it could be a real mess.
Wasn't it Schiphol that wouldn't talk to you when you were building the bridge there by Case? They would only talk to the Corps of Engineers?
Yes. At that time, that was what happened. So that was... They won't ship
here. Okay.
Yeah. Generally, will not communicate directly with the entity doing the project. Their communication is secondhand through different directions. You don't get to chew on anybody or talk with anybody or not our end anyway. So
it's a lot easier life if you don't have to talk to people you don't want to talk to. Just pick up some number and talk to those people. The rest of you.
Yeah. It'd be nice if somebody could rein that in, actually.
So, but I don't know the exact issue, but apparently there's some sort of an issue, whether it's a big issue or a little issue.
I think they have funding issues too, though, because when I was there, they said they needed an actual budget, a federal budget, to proceed with their big work, and they're still under a continuing resolution. So they're...
That's what I've heard. They're saying it'll never happen.
Well, they can do all they want on the front stuff as long as they're paying for it with other funds, but they said right there that they can't do the big stuff without an actual budget. So I don't figure that's happening until after November, is my guess. Whatever.
Okay. I think our 2 minutes are up.
Yeah, 2 minutes are up.
With an eye, we're adjourned. We are adjourned.